Good evening with WXPR News. I'm Ken Kroll. It's been cold for an extended period, but both the state and a trade group say there is no shortage of propane for heating. The problem has been getting it to your furnace. Governor Walker declared a state of emergency last week, making it easier for propane supply trucks to haul. That order exempts drivers in the process of obtaining or transporting propane from certain requirements, limiting how long they can be on the road. Brendan Schultz of the Wisconsin Propane Gas Association says the situation is not like the polar vortex winter of 2013-14, when there was a short supply of propane due to farming needs in the fall and an early winter. This year, finding enough available drivers has been the problem.
That's been the problem, the logistical problem of having enough drivers out there to be able to run enough transports to be able to pick up the propane and bring it back and get it into the system.
Schultz says Governor Walker's executive order was a wake-up call to propane users.
It should make people think. It should make sure that people go out and make sure they check their tank levels, make sure they're in contact with their dealer to make sure that they're set for their next delivery.
Megan Levy is the local energy programs manager for the State Office of Energy Innovation. She says some terminals which supply local businesses have limited the amount of propane, largely due to driver requirements.
We have some terminals across the state that are on allocation, which means they have product, but they're trying to make it last. So they are giving different propane suppliers a limited amount. So it's important to keep track of the percentage in your tank, but there is propane coming into the state. We are supplied by a couple of different pipelines, and there are no real shortages there. We just don't have quite enough drivers.
She says the suppliers are being cautious until the driver requirement problems have gone away. All trails in the Oneida County-funded snowmobile trail system have opened for the winter season. All lake trails in Oneida County remain closed and are considered unsafe until they've been clearly marked by a local snowmobile club. Officials say stay on clearly marked trails. The trails can be in rough early season condition. For more detailed information on Oneida County snowmobile trail riding opportunities, contact the local snowmobile club in the area that you would like to ride, the local Chamber of Commerce, or the Forestry, Land, and Recreation Department. In Vilas County, trails are open, and officials say don't cross lakes unless the trails have been marked. In Forest County, trails have opened, but also report, like Vilas and Oneida counties, that conditions are rough. More snow has fallen in Iron County, where the trails are open, and the state is reporting good snowmobiling conditions in the Hurley and Mercer areas. The League of Women Voters of the North Woods is hosting a viewing of the documentary Now is the Time, Healthcare for Everybody, next week in Rhinelander. League spokesperson Jane Trotter says the showing is part of their ongoing exploration of healthcare issues.
The next several meetings are going to be exploring various different issues on healthcare. We're using this first meeting to sort of generate some conversation and some ideas to get a sense of what our membership and the public who attends might be interested in exploring. So we've chosen a movie called Now is the Time, Healthcare for Everyone, A New Era in Healthcare, which is a documentary that honors the healthcare activists who have been taking action for a long time without seeing immediate effect.
The viewing is set for 6 to 8 p.m. January 9th at the Oneida County Senior Center next to Triggs in Rhinelander. And the extended cold has led the city of Rhinelander to offer certain water utility customers the option of running their water to avoid freeze-ups, but only if they make arrangements first. Not all customers will be given credit if they let their water run. During the polar vortex winter of 2013-14, crews were busy every day thawing pipes. The city authorized the running of water to avoid freeze-ups. This year is not at that point yet, according to a city release. Only utility customers that have been specifically instructed and approved to let water run by the utility will be provided the cost credit. And Madison is coming off one of its coldest holiday weeks on record. The National Weather Service says the average temperature in the city from Christmas Day through New Year's Eve was 1.6 degrees. That's the second coldest holiday ever. Only 1886 experienced a lower average temperature over the same period. Our weather forecast for tonight, look for some snow. Snow showers likely mainly before 3 a.m. Cloudy, low around zero, about an inch of snow. Wednesday, cloudy and cold, high near 8 above. Wind chill values between 5 below and 15 below. For Wednesday night, partly cloudy and cold again with 11 below for the low air temperature. Wind chill values that night 15 to 25 below. And then sunny and cold on Thursday with a high near 4. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.